Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Okay, ready? We're going to start this one with a really bad joke. Two APIs walk into a bar. The bartender says, "You two together?" FedCM answers, "Absolutely not. I need explicit user consent first." The DC API just shrugs and says, "I'm just here to pass messages." Okay, that was a really bad joke. Today, I want to talk about those two APIs that are quietly reshaping the identity layer of the web, FedCM and the Digital Credentials API. I mean, they've come about for very different reasons, but now they're occupying neighboring terrain. And whenever two things sit close enough together in the standards world, someone eventually asks whether they're supposed to meet in the middle, whether one should be replacing the other, just trying to understand the interactions. So let's start kind of at the beginning of the story. Now, for most of the web's history, browsers played a surprisingly passive role, right? They rendered pages, they stored cookies, and they very quietly just moved signals between websites so that identity systems could actually function. They weren't meant to be intermediaries, especially not for identity. That just happened to be convenient containers for whatever tricks the developers came up with, you know, tricks like third-party cookies. Alas, that era is ending. Over the last several years, privacy reforms around browsers specifically have pulled the floor out from a lot of those assumptions. I mean, Safari and Firefox began cutting off cross-site tracking pretty early. Chrome's plans for third-party cookie deprecation pushed the entire ecosystem to reconsider how identity works on the web. And though Google did have to pause that deprecation after UK regulators warned it might give Google an unfair advantage in advertising, the damage, philosophically speaking, was really kind of done. The assumptions that, no, you can't just store these things that are tracking, but they're also enabling identity, and browsers, you know, you are morally responsible for what's going on your platforms, right? It meant a lot of changes needed to happen. Now, federated sign-in flows in particular were relying pretty heavily on what we'll call tracking era mechanics, right? The flows were kind of leaky, they were fragile. They were not especially user-friendly, though we certainly did get used to them. There were a lot of hidden redirects. There were cookies that weren't exactly models of transparency. So all of that was great. And FedCM, when it first started during the age of all browsers, we weren't going to get rid of all third-party cookies. When Google made their changes, FedCM had to change as well. So FedCM, now no longer just a bandage for cookies disappearing, it's been reframed as kind of a different project. The what if federated login could be redesigned to be safer, clearer, and less dependent on those sort of browser tricks. What if the browser stopped using being that passive courier and instead became a deliberate intermediary that protected the user, right? And that's really where FedCM is trying to slot in. FedCM inserts the browser between a relying party, generally the site that is doing the service, the identity provider, the site that the users actually has their identity on, and the user themselves. The browser becomes the one party responsible for showing the account chooser interface, preventing silent tracking, enforcing permissions, and ensuring that the relying party and the identity provider only learn about each other when the user says it's okay. In other words, I'm making this like the short version. FedCM is a smart API, not smart like AI powered, but smart in the architectural sense, in that it makes decisions, it enforces rules, it shapes user experience. It's designed with opinions, fairly strong ones, about what privacy and usability should look like. Now today, Chrome is the only browser implementing FedCM, and that makes it both promising and precarious. Yes, I'm really aware, I'm very well aware that some people just dislike the whole idea of browsers becoming active mediators in the identity flow, but it's kind of hard to escape reality. I think that ship has sailed. So we do have this implementation. It is being used by a lot of people because Chrome is the predominant browser at this point in time. So we're getting some interesting experience of this as running code, and other browser vendors may or may not choose to pick that up over time. Okay, now let's turn to a very different kind of API, and that's the Digital Credentials API. Now, where FedCM is very opinionated about privacy and the usability and all these other things, the DC API is not. It is intentionally unopinionated. It enables a website to request the presentation of a digital credential or the issuance of one, and then it steps back. It doesn't tell anyone which credential format to use or which protocol is appropriate or what a wallet should look like. It doesn't attempt to interpret the content of the credential. Instead, the DC API provides a transport boundary, a narrow pipe that carries structured requests and responses between a website and a credential wallet. Some people call this a dumb pipe, and in this case, it is actually meant as a compliment, right? A dumb pipe transmits with user consent, but it's not judging any of that. It's not selecting the wallet per se. The user's doing that. It's not evaluating trust. Presumably, the wallet is doing that. It's not imposing much in the way of semantics other than to make sure that the things that are going through you are well-formed according to whatever specifications that they are relying on. Its job, the DC API's job, is to stay out of the way while still protecting the user from silent or unexpected credential exchanges. Now, this makes the DC API attractive for a wide range of use cases, government-issued IDs, travel documents, employment proofs, educational credentials, and more. It is meant to be flexible and protocol agnostic, which is kind of exactly the opposite from FedCM. So now we have two APIs, one that's smart and trying to do a lot of helpful things and can be fairly heavily mediated, and one that's minimal and deliberately neutral. That's not competing, actually. They're solving fundamentally different problems. But I understand that they do sit close enough to each other that the edges kind of start to blur. If a browser already helps a user choose an identity provider for federated login, then it's not hard to imagine that same browser helping the user choose a wallet or helping them pick a credential for a verifiable credential flow. The actions feel very similar. Choose an account, choose a wallet, choose a credential. And from the user's perspective, that might blend together just fine, which is where things do get interesting, right? FedCM is already a governance interface in some ways, right? It carries opinions about the user experience, about consent, about privacy. The DC API doesn't. Not in the same ways, anyway. But if the ecosystem starts to look at FedCM as a natural place to coordinate wallet behavior, because one of the complaints is that the DC API doesn't have that governance layer, then maybe we can see an era where these two APIs actually merge in ways that neither API was originally designed for. But could we use FedCM as a governance layer for DC API? Maybe. Now, some people do see that potential convergence as very appealing. It's like a single user experience, a single place where identity-related decisions happen. Others, including me at times, do see this as a risk in that FedCM is still stabilizing, wallet ecosystems are still figuring out how to collaborate or not. Regulators are drafting rules faster than developers can test them, and adding tight coupling across these systems could create more complexity than anyone really wants. Which brings us to the political sensitivity of all of this, right? Identity on the web has never been, nor will it ever be, purely technical. And right now, the political pressure is unusually high, right? Regulators want predictability and interoperability, and if they don't get that from the technical standards, then they will legislate it. Platforms want to avoid obligations that constrain their business models or expose them to new compliance burdens. Wallet vendors worry about being boxed out if browsers centralize identity decisions. And the standards bodies themselves actually disagree about how much authority should sit inside the browser stack. So if the DC API was designed to avoid being a governance layer, FedCM, by contrast, is absolutely a governance layer. And if those two worlds start merging, whether intentionally or because no one stopped to draw clearer boundaries, we're going to end up with a browser that arbitrates identity across both federated authentication and verifiable credential workflows, which raises more architectural questions. It raises questions about who sets the rules, who enforce them, and whether regulators will assume consistency that the specs were never intended to provide. Right, these tensions ripple outwards through the wallet ecosystem, through platform policies, regulatory frameworks, and even user expectations about what normal looks like online. So where does that leave us, right? We're at a moment where two different identity systems, federated login and verifiable digital credentials, are evolving in parallel. Both now rely on the browser in ways they never did before. FedCM gives the browser real authority. The DC API gives it a minimal but powerful boundary. These visions aren't incompatible, but they do reflect very different philosophies about what the browser should be. The ecosystem, of course, is trying to reconcile both at the same time. Only one browser currently supports FedCM. I mentioned that. Web standards are still developing across multiple groups, and the regulators are actively drafting requirements faster than we can keep up. And users just want their access to their newspaper subscription or their social media feed, right? They are not asking for more complexity. So all that said, you know, I can definitely see a world where there will be convergence between FedCM and the DC API when people demand that governance layer. FedCM is positioned to take that place. So total understandable reasons why it could happen. You do converge too early or without a clear understanding of the trade-offs, of course, you could entangle two problem spaces that actually need room to develop independently and maybe stabilize a little bit on their own. I think we need a space for experimentation before we decide exactly how these layers should interact. So what should we be watching? Over the next couple of years, right, browser support's going to tell us a lot. If more browsers adopt FedCM, it will become much safer to treat it as foundational in the ways that cookies have been foundational. Wallet vendors' reactions to the DC API will also be pretty revealing, whether they are enthusiastic in support or hesitating. It's going to shape what adoption will look like. Regulators, of course, will continue to exert pressure, especially in jurisdictions expecting uniform behavior across wallets and devices. And the standards community, we need to come to some decision about how much responsibility the browser should carry and under what circumstances. It won't be the same answer every single time, more than likely. So there is a difference between an API that coordinates identity and an API that governs identity. And the boundary between those two is so much thinner than many would like to admit. So if I haven't said it before, and hint, I have, you know, this really is a moment where paying attention matters. The decisions being made now about FedCM, about the DC API, about the browser's role, are going to determine whether the identity layer of the web becomes more coherent or more fragmented. And the cement here is still wet, but it's not going to be for a whole lot longer. Hot take. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay curious about where the web is heading, because it's going somewhere. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.